morning or afternoon or whatever it is, and right now I've got Henry Weston's Cloudy Vintage Medium Dry, full bodied and fruity character, 7.3%. And as with all the vintage 2024, our vintage ciders have always slowly matured and spend time in traditional oak vats, which ensures an exceptional taste. And I've been to Weston's and seen the oak vats, and they are gigantic, really incredible, very impressive. So the remarkable thing about this one is it's in a clear glass and it's fabulously cloudy, just like really good apple juice, but it happens to come in at 7.3%. Now, I haven't seen for some time, but I haven't been to their shop for over a year, actual Old Rosie, which is their original cloudy cider. I also haven't seen Old Rosie herself, so I'm not quite sure what's going on there, and I'm not sure also if they still sell these glasses, so that's a great excuse to pop up to Herefordshire when I can and have a good old nosy. And while I'm about it, skip down the M5 to Sheppey's in Somerset. That would be a very nice weekend or whatever away. But in the meantime, let's get on with opening this one. It really is an absolute delight to look at, and it's 7.3%. Right, it doesn't look at all, it looks like scrumpy in the bottle, but it's very, very fizzy. Absolutely can't see through it at all, but it looks just looks like, you know, incredibly good apple juice. Wow. Now with the other one, the British vintage, the first thing I said that I noticed was it doesn't come across as 7.3%, but I personally think this one does. It's really hitting the back of my head, as it were. It's absolutely superb. I mean, this would be really, really good with any kind of suet pudding, right? Apple crumble or apple pie is absolutely crying out for this, definitely. And it would be obviously fantastic with mature cheddar and a crisp apple and any kind of Ploughman's, you know, even Stilton, and a really good ham on the bone. You know, I mean, the supermarkets have really dumbed us down, and I highly recommend having a look around your locality for what your local farms and, you know, other sort of local producers are able to offer. And although the fare will be much more expensive than supermarkets, yet will it be? I mean, these days, just to get a couple of slices of ham, you're sort of looking at £3.50, which is so outrageous I just won't even think about it. But if you eat heartier food from a really good producer, then you're actually not eating all the rubbish, like the, you know, cakes, biscuits, sweets, crisps and the rest of it. If you're eating really hearty food, and I mean, there's no harm at least once a week in having a really decent Ploughman's salad, you know, hunks of cheese, ham, side of beef if you want, hard-boiled eggs, apple, celery, any kind of, you know, salad that you feel like, really. Carrot's good for your eyesight. Yeah, so this would go absolutely splendidly with this. I mean, it's just, it's an all-year fantastic drinker, and it's very classy and very choice. I mean, you know, if you want to offer something really different for a dinner party, highly recommend this. This would go amazingly with cod loin and new potatoes, perhaps with some samphire or asparagus, and it would just be utterly amazing with any kind of short crust pastry pie. This one is a drink to be reckoned with. It's not the most alcoholic Westerns, but it's close on, and it has got so much body to it, right? But at the same time, you feel as if you're just drinking the freshest, you know, fresh squeezed apple juice. It's utterly, completely tremendous. Medium dry, cloudy vintage Westerns, 7.3%. Go get some. Best of all, pop over to Ledbury, wend your way down to Ross and Wye, and halfway down there you'll find Much Markle. You really can't miss it. You won't miss it. And there you are, Westerns. You might even get a tour around the cidery. But even if you don't, there's a restaurant, there's usually animals to look at, and there's all kinds of interesting little panoramas, and there's a tremendous shop, and there's also a museum of, you know, bits and bobs to do with cider. So, you know, my big recommendation is this year, really go for it. Go to the places where they make these things and have a look around where you are locally, within, you know, easily 25 miles, but probably 50. Go and have a look and see what you can find. Different butchers, different delicatessens, anything out in the countryside. Get yourself out and about, smell the apple blossom. Not just yet. You might smell some daffodils about this time of year. See what you can do. But what I will say about these drinks is, you know, they're full of fantastic heritage and integrity, and they encourage you to eat a whole lot better, as in really good artisan quality foods. There's nothing quite like Suffolk ham and cheese, you know, and there must be the equivalents in different counties. I mean, I haven't yet met a Kent cheesemaker, but I'm sure there's one out there somewhere, you know. And whichever county you're in, go and have a look. See what you can find. Make friends with the people that supply and build that into your yearly nutrition.